to the Things Beyond. We will be talking about the Megalodon.
The Megalodon. Big Meg.
Big Meg.
And so today, as the last couple have been similar, he has done the research, and I just know about the creature.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be telling me most of the stuff, and then we're going to go off that. So go ahead and get into
sure.
it.
Yeah, sure. So what is it? Obviously, we kind of, it's kind of, you know, they're coming out with the movie now, the Meg.
Yeah, Meg.
So,
I think a lot more people know what it is now.
Yeah.
Or will know.
It's a massive shark. It's just.
It's just a big shark.
Well, so this shark goes back around 23 million years ago. Megalodon, which means big tooth, could grow up to 60 feet in length and have a biting power that is 6 to 10 times greater than any great white shark, or 18 to 30 times more powerful than any lion.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. The only real evidence to the Megalodon is its teeth, hence the name. Researchers have found shark teeth that are 7 inches in length. This has helped them calculate how big it is. So, I mean, the real only evidence is just the teeth. So there is no evidence picture-wise or nothing like that. So they've only found huge-ass motherfucking teeth.
So just get to where you're – go with your stuff. Go through all your pages, and then we'll just go ahead and talk about it.
What happened to this creature? Well, around 2 million years ago, these creatures were massive, meaning they needed more food than their smaller family members. They normally ate giant whales. When food got hard to find, these animals pretty much starved to death and died off. No one really knows why they went extinct, though.
Sure.
Do I believe in the Megalodon? Absolutely. We only know 10% of the ocean and 1% of the ocean's floor. That 1% that we've seen is pretty fucked up too. Anything really could be down there. Since we have found the teeth, really makes me believe this creature exists. I believe these things could still be swimming in our waters. So what have I learned from this? Fuck the ocean, number one. You won't be catching me there ever. And then two, size does matter. And then three, bigger isn't always better. And that is what I've gotten from my research.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with that. Let's talk to me about it. I don't know, man. That threw me for a loop.
I know the ending.
My mind is just thinking things now.
So 2 million years. That's when they've come along. The issue with this whole thing, really, to me, is that it's just the teeth. You know, like there's only
It's actually not just the teeth. There's a couple pictures. A couple pictures. So there's actually a picture of this is a military picture, and they took a picture of this fin that was popping out, and it was right next to a submarine, and it was the same size as the submarine.
What?
Yeah, which is roughly around like 80 feet.
I did not find that at all.
Yeah, I found that a long while back when I was because I used to look at.
Weird
all
this
stuff. Yeah, we used to look at all this stuff.
Weird stuff.
And so, hey now, Megalodon is what we're talking about.
Right.
So, yeah, but there was that. There's a couple pictures
and
things like that. And then there's that huge jaw. You see that huge mouth?
Yeah, well, I think that's actually fake.
One's faked?
Yeah, because I know that what they did was they based the whole thing on the teeth size. So they went pretty much the teeth size, so a regular shark, and then they based off
story? Like, what's the original story? Just the tooth? That's just where just this all comes from?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, it has to be a big shark.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of makes me think less of it.
I know. It makes you think less of it, but the teeth are authentic.
But
they're huge.
But it's the ocean.
Exactly. And that's what makes me believe that there could be creatures down there. See, the reason why I kind of voted for Loch Ness Monster was due to the fact of it was in a lake. It's in this lake that's 23 miles, and it's only 800-something feet down. So you would think that you would find it. But now that we're talking about a huge ocean that, you know,
and this massive. Well, considering it's so big, it's going to be in the deepest depths of the waters.
Right.
And so, and especially, I mean, think about this. Think about the whales. Have you ever seen this is evidence for it, is have you ever seen the whales that have washed up on beaches with
bites,
giant bites taken out of them?
Yep.
Something has to be doing that. What else would be doing it? I mean, I think saying that there's an 80-foot shark is pretty possible. I mean, that's not like, that's not super out of the possibility of, I mean, it's an 80-foot shark. It's all it is. It's a big shark.
It's a big ass
shark. It's not like saying it's this creature from some other planet.
It's not really saying it's a dragon, but, you know, it's saying that it's a shark that was massive back then.
And still is.
Still is. Which I believe that's still around, you know, because you really don't know what could be down there. I mean, it could be anywhere. And people have found weird stuff on Google Earth of seeing creatures.
I feel like it does exist. Here's what I'm going to say about it. I think it does exist. I think it's a very slim amount.
Yeah.
A very, very slim amount.
Right.
And so that's what I would have to say.
Yeah. I think there was more evidence picture-wise and video-wise for other things, you know, like the previous creatures we've done, than the Megalodon. But yeah. I think that just the possibility of the Megalodon existing is more.
I mean, the ocean is massive.
Yeah.
And we can't even get down deep enough to explore enough about it.
I know. We only know 10%. I mean, that is such a small...
There could be so many things that we don't know exist down there. So I would say for the ocean, that's where I have to say it probably does exist.
Right.
I mean, it's just a big shark, like I said. It's not some weird creature that, you know, people are just thinking of.
Right.
It's just a shark.
Right.
But it's huge.
Right. And I mean, they found these massive shark teeth, and that's something that they've authenticated.
Yeah,
you know, that's something that I would believe. You know, I mean, there's not a lot of evidence.
I've seen those pictures, man. I've seen the actual pictures of
the freaking huge thing with like a person standing next to it.
No. About the, like I said, the submarine or boat.
Oh yeah.
It was a boat or like a military or navy boat, or I'm pretty sure it was a submarine and not like a cruise ship, but.
Like I said, I've never seen it, so.
It was massive, man. Mm-hmm. It had to be. And I've seen a couple, like, aerial shots of giant shadows.
Right.
You've seen those?
Yeah.
Which isn't a lot of evidence. It's not like it's telling me, oh, well, there it is. But it's, something's down there.
It's that big. It has to be.
Also, think of Moby Dick. Think of that entire story. A whale that's mad and kills a bunch of people and, like, wrecks this. Like, I get it, you know. I think a whale definitely has the capability to get angry and, you know, absolutely mess up a boat.
Right.
But what if it was a shark and they just didn't think sharks got that big? And I mean, think about that.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that creatures back then were probably a lot bigger. Back, you know, sure. I wouldn't say 23 million years ago, but I would say, you know, a long time ago.
I mean, technically, the whole story is like billions of years ago.
Right.
Which is just too much for me.
I would love more evidence of it. I would appreciate more evidence of it, but I'm not going to disregard it and say it's not real.
Sure.
You know? I mean, you authenticated teeth, and then, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
But the ocean.
Let's just say this. There's not a lot of evidence.
No.
There's not a lot of evidence. But there's not a lot of evidence for the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot either. The thing about those two is that for Bigfoot, there should be a whole lot more evidence.
Yeah.
For the Loch Ness Monster, there just should be more pictures, at least. You know? I mean, everybody goes to I don't expect anybody to swim all the way down in the ocean and get a picture of a giant shark.
Well, no, not just that, but then swim all in the ocean. Be everywhere that the ocean is.
Sure.
And then know exactly all that's down there.
Sure.
You know? So, I mean, you'll never know.
Yeah.
But Bigfoot, I mean, we've kind of experienced all the land, you know? So you'd think that we'd get something more. I mean, land is a lot less than the ocean. So
I just think when you're talking about the ocean, I mean, we're kind of saying the same things over and over, but when you're talking about the ocean, man, it's got to be.
I would believe anything that really associates to the ocean. Maybe a little less on mermaids, but... You know, something to that accord.
So, like Atlantis?
I mean,
that's not really, like, from the ocean, but it's like a...
It was a city that...
It's sunk, a lost
right?
city, yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably believe that.
I mean, I think I'd probably too. Talk about that, actually.
We'll get into that one.
But Megalodon. I'm going to go with yes. If someone said, this is why it's not, I could be swayed to it's not.
It's really, I'm open-minded too.
Yeah,
about the whole
but
thing.
I would have to say it's more likely for the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot, it's more likely for it not to be true.
Right.
But for the Megalodon, it's more likely to be true. And the reason is for that is because the Loch Ness Monster, like you said, was in that 23-mile lake. I mean, and Bigfoot, so many people look at Bigfoot. Like I said, all those shows and we haven't found it. That's ridiculous. So that's right. My problem with those. For Megalodon...
And history-wise, I mean, if you go for like a bigger animal, they need more food.
Sure.
So they kind of all just starved because of like the Ice Age and everything. You know, food got thin, and for bigger monsters, they need more food.
For bigger monsters. So I mean, that's what, like I said, the whales, there's a lot of whales that have washed up with just massive bites out of it. And that can't be explained away, you know?
Yeah. And you know, I love beaches and all, but it... Honestly, researching all this was pretty, like, just seeing the videos.
I would hate to be stuck in the ocean. It's probably one of the worst things.
That's just terrible.
Probably one of the worst. That's why I don't like cruise ships. That's why I don't like going on fun cruises.
I mean, we've seen angelfish. I mean, what the fuck is that?
Angelfish?
Have you seen an angelfish, man? Like Nemo. Finding Nemo. That freaking thing with the light. Oh, man.
Oh, I mean, there's definitely a lot of weird creatures in the ocean.
I mean, you're telling me, nah. I mean, that's, like, far down there, I get you, but, like, you're pretty much over that, and that's not where I want to be.
Pretty much, like, just
you're just, like, right here, and that's there, and it's, like, bam, you don't want that.
That was perfect. That was exactly what it needed to be. Yeah.
All right, so we come to our conclusion that I think that the Megalodon
could
be true.
I agree.
I agree with it.
I just don't see how it wouldn't be true that there's just a giant shark.
Right.
I mean, and that's why we're going to get into the Kraken as well, giant squid, anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably does exist, just we haven't seen it. I mean, it's more likely that it does exist than it doesn't, considering how much we know about the ocean.
Right. I mean, if we knew everything in the ocean, it'd be completely different.
Yeah. Obviously. Oh, yeah.
You know? But we know mostly land, and that's why I would disagree with a lot of things on land.
100%.
So, all right, well.
We're going to end there.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next Things Beyond.
Yeah. So this is Justin.
This is Remy.
This is our journey.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.